Today is November 5th. I'm so sorry. My name is Jordan Anderson. I'm interviewing Allison. She works at the CVS Pharmacy in Huntington, West Virginia at Marshall University, second floor of the Student Center, for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served as inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on the theme of occupation. Allison, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. Our first question is, what education is needed to become a pharmacist, and how many years of schooling did it take for you?
It took me about 8 years of schooling, but not every student has to do that. Normally, people do 2 years of undergrad and then 4 years of pharmacy school. I know here at Marshall, they have a 3+4 program, which gives you your bachelor's in science, and then you go into pharmacy school and graduate with your PharmD. I did 4 years at the University of Pittsburgh, and then I got my Bachelor of Science in Natural Science from Pitt and a certificate in Foundations of Medicine, along with a couple of minors, before I came to Marshall Pharmacy School. And then I did 4 years there and graduated. It was mostly science-based focus. I also took a lot of classes involving public speaking, because as a pharmacist, you have to work with the public, and I do highly recommend taking those classes. Mostly science-based, with biochemistry, organic chemistry, even a little bit of microbiology as well as biochemistry definitely helped out.
What inspired you to become a pharmacist?
My mother is a pharmacy technician, and she has been a pharmacy technician since about 6 months after I was born. I'm now 26, so everyone can do the math for that one. I started out working in home infusion pharmacy when I was 18, and I actually had a similar project where our senior year we had to interview someone that we thought we'd be going into the medical field with. And that's what started out me applying for school with a focus based in science, chemistry, and pharmacy as my leading idea.
Oh, that's cool. What are some obstacles that you had to overcome on your journey of becoming a pharmacist?
I actually failed a couple classes in undergrad. I really wasn't mature enough at that point to realize how much dedication and work it took. I think a lot of kids these days that are going into graduate programs, younger and younger, are at a disadvantage because they don't have quite the level of discipline. We're seeing that now with our P1 students that have come in this year, that they just don't know how to study as much. But I will say I did fail a couple of classes and retook them and understood the material better. So I would say don't beat yourself up for failing anything. It's definitely not going to be the first time, and it's not going to be the last time. The main challenge was perseverance and making sure I did pass those classes in order to get into pharmacy school, not just here at Marshall, but as well as other schools around the country.
What is your favorite thing about being a pharmacist?
It definitely changes day to day based on which store I'm at. Some stores, we have really great technicians that we work with that I 100% believe that the store would not run without. Some places I really like working with the general public. For example, we have one store that deals mostly with elder patients, and that seems to be a good niche to have, just because we connect with our older generations more than we do, I think, people of our own age. Yeah. That being said, the CVS across from the school is really entertaining because you see these kids that are students and coming in and out, and so you can relate to them, especially if they're taking same classes as we did in undergrad and need help or anything like that.
Is there any scary moments? Is there any scary moments working as a pharmacist?
Almost every day. I go home and I sit there and I honestly think about the patients that I had that day and worry about them all the time. Recently, I've had quite a few close calls with some of my patients that doctors weren't paying attention to what they were prescribing. So that is a very scary moment for us. And we always call on things that we're uncomfortable with, but sometimes even then the doctors refuse to agree with us. So we have to make that judgment call whether or not we're going to say something to the patient and inform them of the situation, or completely refuse to fill a prescription. So really, it's looking out for the safety of our patients, but then you're also worried about all the technicians and interns that you're working with around you to make sure that they're okay, because if they're not functioning well, then the rest of the store isn't going to function very well.
What do you do in a typical day of a pharmacist?
It really depends on which shift you're working. So usually most stores have two shifts, the opening and closing shift, and then busier pharmacies with three pharmacists will have a third one come in, usually on Mondays and Tuesdays since they're the busiest day of the week. But really the opening pharmacist has the duty to make sure the pharmacy opens on time, and our district manager will definitely let us know if we even clocked in 1 minute past the time to open. It's really making sure that we get all the drugs in from our order that we place every day, making sure that all of our controlled substances as well as our narcotics are counted correctly. A lot of the time it's managing production and workflow. So you usually only have 1 to 2 technicians coming in when you first open, and it's making sure that someone's taking care of all the new prescriptions coming in, someone's taking care of all the prescriptions actually being filled at the counter. So it's managing those two and checking prescriptions. You see a lot of flu shots around this time of year, as well as other vaccines recommended by doctors. And then as the closing pharmacist, you really try your best to make sure that the pharmacy is clean and nothing is left over for the next pharmacist the next day. Really, we make prescriber calls all throughout the day to get patients their medication refills, as well as to call on those mistakes that I was talking about earlier, along with voicemails, as well as maintaining a good pharmacy environment.
All right. If you could, would you choose a different job occupation, or do you think you would stick with pharmacy?
That's a tough question. I think we get asked this a lot when we're interns. We say, every pharmacist will turn towards you and say, do you still want to be a pharmacist? Are you sure you still want to be a pharmacist? And now that you're on the other end of it, you understand why they ask that question. But after all the schooling that I did and the amount of student loans that I had, it doesn't make sense for me to go anywhere else. I really do like pharmacy, and there is more than just community pharmacy and hospital pharmacy. I'm well aware of that working as a home infusion intern for 6 years. So I think I have a well-balanced idea of what you can do and be as a pharmacist. But there are definitely other people out there that say they already want to quit and be done with it. So it just is really up to the person how much effort and work they're going to put in, so whether or not they're going to be okay in the pharmacy world.
All right. Our first year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your line of work that you have to deal with?
So as I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of patients that will get prescriptions from their doctors and not realize that another doctor had prescribed something else that interacts with it. We really have to use our best judgment and rely on our knowledge. Yes, we do use resources to look some things up, but most of the time you have to do it quickly and efficiently. So you can't always be on your phone Googling all the time. So really it's quick thinking, more along the lines of what can I do to help this patient? Do I really think this medication is necessary for this patient? Do I agree with what the doctor prescribed? A lot of the times they're drug-drug interactions that the doctors aren't even aware exist. Yeah. They take pharmacology for, you know, a semester and expect to know everything, and it's really at a disadvantage for them because they're so well-versed in diagnosing patients that they don't really know what to prescribe. So I think critical thinking-wise, making sure that you can lead them in the right direction is a really good way to start.
Okay, last question. What would you like to add that I haven't asked you? Anything?
Pharmacy is a lot more discipline than a lot of people realize. Some people think you're going to go in and get this great paycheck and then come out and everything's going to be wonderful, but that's not the case whatsoever. I'm going to be oodles and oodles of student loans in, but I still go to my job every day and I'm very thankful for it. There's at least one patient a day that makes the really bad day worth it, and that makes all the difference. My advice more than anything is try and learn as much as possible. Usually prerequisites when it comes to pharmacy school or medical school in general, it varies from place to place. Yeah. So you want to try and culminate an academic career that is based off of a bunch of different places instead of solely focusing on one. I know taking extra courses in undergrad while I was at Pitt really benefited me when I was at Marshall. When my fellow classmates were failing, I was succeeding because I had already taken those courses. And as I said before, a lot of people don't realize that pharmacy is very much a communication job. You have to be able to speak to people. You have to be able to talk to people in a way that they understand. Yeah. A lot of the time, this area where we're at in West Virginia, in the tri-state, yes, there's drug abuse and things like that, but really it's people that don't know how to read or understand their medications. So they'll come to you and say, I'm taking the purple pill. And you have no idea which one that is. You only know them by medication names. So you actually have to take the time and educate the patient. So this is what you're taking. This is how you take it. Really, it's making sure that you get enough experience in undergrad in extracurricular activities and putting yourself out there makes you a more well-rounded person, not just for pharmacy, but for jobs in general.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for letting me interview. And I learned way more about pharmacy now, like with your help. So thank you again.